No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we hear about the importance of understanding and building self-worth. Enjoy.
The way we find fulfillment is by doing good for others. So how do the Marines do it? How do you get people to do good for others? We all know this. Intellectually, we know that it's good to do good for others. But why don't we do it then? Why don't we do it? And what the Marines learned is something that I completely did not expect. They can't just yell at these guys to help each other. That's not what happens. There's a few things that they have to do first. So we all have heard of the obstacle course, right? The Marines have a thing called the obstacle course. And this is where they build anaerobic strength and aerobic strength, muscle strength, and it's timed and all of this good stuff. They have another course called the confidence course. And it's never timed. And most of the obstacles on this course cannot be completed by yourself. They must be completed in teams. You have no choice. That's just how it's designed. And what they say is the first 2 weeks of boot camp, everybody's there to outdo each other and prove that they're strong. Just kind of like when we start in a job, we want to show how great we are. We'll work a little harder. We'll do good work. Look how good my design is, right? It's all about us and how good we are, right? But they keep putting them in situations where they can't do things by themselves. And what starts to happen very slowly, they said after about 2 weeks, they start cheering for each other. Now, they get in trouble when they do, but they start cheering for each other. And then before too long, you see them organically start helping each other. And what happens is if there's one person who's weak and refuses to help each other, the others, or even if there's one person who's strong, who's, you know, I was the star college athlete, and they get to the end of every obstacle and they just stand there and wait for everybody to finish and they don't help each other, what starts to happen is organically the group starts to ostracize that person. Organically, they get ostracized until they learn that the only way that they will get through this thing, the only way they will survive boot camp, is if they ask for help because they have no option. The problem is, no one will help them until they're willing to help another. It's the deal we have to make. It's called vulnerability and risk. We have to take the risk to make ourselves vulnerable. Yes, you might do something for someone else and they may not do something back for you. That's the risk you run. That's the risk you run. It's not about giving everything to them and sort of huge, big, overwhelming risk. It's about little things and little things. It's like going on a date, right? It's like if I went on a date with somebody, I came home and I said, after one date, I said, I'm marrying her. And people are like, what are you, nuts? I'd be like, I'm in love. They're like, but this is crazy. I'm like, I know, I'm in love, you know? She feels the same way. We both know it's nuts, right? Now, you know that you're going to be like, go on a couple more dates, right? We know instinctively that the strong bond that needs to be created first takes more than a week, right? We know that, right? But if I've been dating somebody for 7 years and we haven't, you know, married, you'd be like, dude, what is wrong, right? In other words, we know that it takes more than 7 days and we know that it takes less than 7 years. The problem is we don't know how long it takes. It's somewhere in the middle. All human bonds are the same. Like when you show up at work, when you show up for the first time, when you're new, don't expect that people will look out for you and they won't expect you to look out for them in 7 days. It won't happen. But if you've been working at a job for a few years and you don't have the absolute confidence that if you turn your back, you will not get stabbed, you can rely on somebody, you can give them something, nothing will go wrong, you will share the credit, no one will throw you under the bus. If you don't have that in a few years, something's wrong. Something's wrong. I don't know how long it takes, but I know that's more than a week, and I know it's less than 7 years. And the Marines fundamentally understand that before anyone is willing to put themselves out for another, they have to have self-confidence, real self-confidence. You have to be confident in yourself and your own ability before you're willing to help another. If you're insecure at all about your own ability, it's sort of a paradox. Right? How can I overcome my confidence, you know, my self-confidence? And we all have ego issues at all times, you know, we all do, right? But if I'm not confident in myself, I won't help another. It's a paradox because then we need someone to look out for us before we're willing to help our peers, right? This is what management is supposed to do. The drill instructors, the school, they are there, our parents, they are there for one reason and one reason only, to help us feel strong and good about ourselves. But look at the way we talk to each other. Look, a budget's been cut. And so what do you get told? I need you guys to do more with less. Right? That's what we're told. Hey guys, I need you guys to do more with less. That's what we're told by our clients, by our bosses, by our parents. This is what we're told, right? That's like your parents telling you when you're young, I know you're stupid. Figure it out. Right? You're not as smart as the other kids. What do you want me to do? Right? It's the exact same thing. I need you to do more with less. Right? What we need to be telling people is I need you to do more with what you have. Right? You have capacity, you have strength, you have talent, you have ability. I need you to do more with what you have. We don't celebrate what we've got. We criticize for what we don't have. This is the responsibility of management, to take us under their wing and help us understand our own value to ourselves. Close your eyes and think back to high school. And think of that one teacher who took you under their wing and cared for you and looked after you and helped you realize that you are capable of more than you thought you were. And you probably are the person you are today in some part because of that person, right?
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.